12b. Since the early colonial days, Americans have at times been bitterly divided on important political and social issues. Even the American Revolution of 1776 did not enjoy overwhelming support among colonists, for example. Many colonial Americans wanted their independence from England, but there was a group that was deeply loyal to King George. The fight for freedom within the 13 colonies was not won any more easily than the war for independence from the British. The most tragic and dramatic example of division in American society came almost 100 years later. The Civil War began in 1861 and ended in 1865, but there remains a legacy of injustice and division to this day. The reason for such a rift in the country, the northern and western states on one side and the southern states on the other, was the issue of states' rights, especially as applied to the ability of the federal government to prohibit slavery. When the South, whose economy was based on slavery, seceded, a bloody war was fought for 4 years, and in many cases, brother fought brother, or father fought son. Although in the end the Union was preserved, it came at a great cost, and many economic, political, and social issues were left far from resolved. In the late 1950s and 1960s, another civil war of sorts flared up within the United States. This was the civil rights movement, a struggle to secure basic civil rights for all Americans, regardless of race. The beginning of the movement is usually identified as the Montgomery, Alabama bus boycott, followed by years of protests, marches, sit-ins, and the well-known August 28, 1963 March on Washington, where Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech was first heard. The late 1960s produced another turbulent divide in American society, this time over the Vietnam War. This division was primarily a division between supporters of the war and the traditional views of government and power structure on one side, and opponents to the war who held newer, more progressive ideas about solving world problems on the other. As a result, the late 1960s was a time of great cultural clashes between young and old, between new and traditional, between liberal and conservative. This clash has, of course, not disappeared. On the social and political landscape of today, many issues such as abortion, gun control, the environment, gay rights, religion and foreign policy, to name just a few, continue to divide the American people. While many Americans hold moderate views, there is also a very deep gulf between liberals and conservatives, right-wing Republicans and left-wing Democrats, the wealthy and the working class. But as American history suggests, clashes are nothing new, and divides are never impossible to close. In a sense, it's possible to say that the American government, with its system of checks and balances, was set up to deal with these divisions, which are probably inevitable in free and democratic societies where people can express views and attempt to influence their country as they see fit. To deal with this, Americans have time after time opted to elect a president and a Congress with opposing views, almost by instinct, to allow the checks and balances written into the Constitution to operate and to protect the Union. There may always be intense division within this country, but there is also a stronger drive to protect, above all, the Union that is the United States.